All right, I'm going to call the meeting to order.
Thank you.
It's 7 o'clock on October 7th. Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Kathy, will you call the roll, please?
Trustee Kruzak?
Present.
Trustee Kalis?
Present.
Trustee Olford?
Present.
Trustee Fien?
Present.
All present.
Four out of five.
Or I'm sorry, Supervisor Myers is not here.
All right, time for public comment. Mr. Dan Hagan.
Yeah, I just here to again address the tower up at the complex. I know I spoke last meeting, we talked about the staining that was done on the side of the building by the structural engineer that was hired. Mrs. Myers had mentioned that she would look into it, so I just want to make sure that we're staying on top of that. I also understand that the report from the structural engineer is back. At least that's what the minutes here say, so look forward to hearing what they have to say about that.
I've got, Dan, I have all this stuff right here, and we'll address it.
Is that going to be shared with us, or is that something I have to FOIA, or are you guys going to willingly share it?
I personally don't know. Jerry, with that report that we got back?
We got the engineering report.
I'm saying, will that be shared, or do I have to FOIA that?
If we're not giving it to the public in general, I suppose it would just be a FOIA request, yeah.
I'm asking what I should do. Will it be shared, or should I FOIA?
FOIA it, then.
Okay. That's it.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hagan. Mr. Cooey, John Cooey?
I have a couple of questions, and this will be directed to your lawyer. 3 years ago, Homer Township has told me that you told Homer Township Supervisor Pam Myers that she should no longer cut the Angus Park entryway. The grass on both sides and part of the grass on the one side, she cuts, but she won't cut the last 20 feet, which is right now about that high. I've been maintaining the other side, but now I'm 77 years old, and the last time I cut it was about a month ago. I slipped and fell, and I said, that's it, I ain't doing it no more. All my neighbors are wondering why for 48 years the township did it, and now you told her, is what she said, that you should not even touch that because the township does not have insurance for it. And this is what she gave me. She says, and this is, here's the entrance to the subdivision. She says, see, it's all under the high tension line. I said, now, but if you read some of these papers that I have here, whereas the public right-of-ways within the village are not limited only to public service held by a trust for the village and the benefit of its citizens, and the village has custody duty to ensure that the public right-of-ways are used, repaired, and maintained. Right there. Now, I don't understand, for 48 years they did it, then you tell her that you don't do it.
First of all, I have no recollection of even addressing this issue.
See, I asked her one time, could I have that in writing, and she wouldn't give it to me either. Another thing, when people ask for stuff, they don't get it. I know where they're coming from because I've gone through that with Rich Daly, now with Yukage, and now here. It's getting to a point where our village is not being a village for the people anymore. That's my thoughts and a lot of my neighbors. Another thing in here, we also want it taken care of. Preserve the character, including damage to trees, installation of facilities, preserves the character of the neighborhoods in which the facilities are installed. All right, they put the high tension lines in, right, for a reason, to get electric. Well, that's fine and dandy, but they were there when the subdivision was built 49 years ago. my question and my neighbors keep pestering me. I'm not cutting it no more, and I'm not paying the kid I used to cut. That's gonna be it. So we're gonna have to figure out what, you know, why can you say or she say that you don't have the insurance to do it? You can cut the park underneath the high tension lines, but you can't cut the entrance the way it used to be?
I'm not even prepared to give you an answer on that. I don't recall giving that advice or addressing that issue. What I would suggest that you do is, if you would like to, you know, submit what you have to the township, and we'll take a look at it.
Right.
I'm not going to try to give you an off-the-cuff opinion.
All right. And here's the third one here. Village's jurisdiction, which provide for the benefit and consistent with the preservation of integrity, safe usage, and visual qualities. These are visual things, and right now it's like this. I mean, it makes our, like, we're a bunch of idiots or something, you know? I don't do it, none of the other neighbors will do it, you know? And I'm about up to here with
it. Is this land that you're talking about that needs to be cut, is that township property?
All right, she said, you said.
Now, again, anything, let's not anything, she said, she said.
Anything under the high tension lines, you told her that it is not our property, it is ComEd's property. Well, ComEd gives you the right, according to this, to maintain it the way it has been maintained.
So the property that you're talking about belongs to ComEd?
ComEd and the utility companies cannot own that property. The village owns it, but they have the rights to. And she says, well, get them to maintain it. I says, me calling up the utility company, ComEd, to maintain it would be like, it isn't going to work.
Yeah, again, I'm not prepared to give you an off-the-cuff opinion.
Would you like to leave the information? We'll pass it along to the supervisor.
Is this all the information?
Have her review it?
Well, she's got a copy of that. She's the one that gave me that about 3 or 4 years ago when this first started.
And where's the property that you're talking about?
Right here, the Yangon Park, 137th. It's approximately, because it's Venetian Way. See Venetian Way right here?
Mm-hmm.
Approximately.
But can you just put, draw a little outline of the property that you're referring to?
It's not being cut. So it's clear.
Here. And here.
So both sides of
one side, floor. One side she's cutting up to here. So this at the, she says that's the county. I said, but Cook County maintains that. She says, I don't care.
Cook County.
Right. Well, we'll pass it to the supervisor and review it.
She knows what it is.
I'm certain.
It's just that she's giving me information that you're saying it's, you know, that you told her to quit cutting it, and then, you know, that didn't make sense to me, so that's why I had a question at.
All right.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you for your input, sir.
We'll just give it to Pancho.
Yeah. Mr. Roy Adcock.
Let me stand, or can I just sit here? Is that good?
You can sit.
Can everybody hear me? Okay, good. Just a couple quick points that I've been coming to these several of these meetings lately. I did go to City of Lockport meetings and been talking to LCTV because I know you guys have been talking about camera equipment and televising these meetings. And you've been getting some options and quotes about $25,000 and various pricings. I did talk to the girl who runs the LCTV for City of Lockport. And just from what I've been informed, she told me the City of Lockport, for LCTV to come in there, they got over $75,000. And I hope you all are recording that, please. $75,000 worth of equipment that the city of Lockport itself has invested in that little room back there that they keep, not including that they estimated that there's over $100,000 worth of equipment that they need to send that out live that sits behind the wall. I don't know if you ever went to their room over there up on the third floor of all their, just their equipment that sits back there. And she says, that's not including that they just had to spend $10,000 for one piece of equipment that went out last month. And that's for LCTV to do that. And as we all know, is if the township was to do this, it's a whole new ballgame that I've been doing my own research on. It's going to cost a whole lot more. So this thing of everybody sitting here with, and I love it, we all have our cell phones, we all post it on Facebook, we're all allowed to do that. That's lovely. But it's a whole new ballgame that I think people need to understand that I, as a resident of Homer Township, I can think of a whole lot better use than spending close to over $100,000 invested when you're all said and done, not including the storage equipment. Jeez, that doesn't even include what it takes. So there's a lot of money that goes out on that alone. And the other issue I've been seeing coming up here was Committee of the Whole and all these other various committees that come up. I went to one of the committee meetings. There's a lot of volunteers that show up there. I'm going to come to the next, the Open Space Committee meeting. And we talk about people that show up here. These are volunteers. And they show up at 5 o'clock, I believe, the next Open Space Committee is.
Yep.
And we hear people complaining that, well, I can't make that meeting at 5 o'clock. I understand that. That is tough for people to make. And they said, well, you know what? We can't make it. We need to move that meeting at 7. I went to some of the county board meetings. Anybody ever look at that?
9 o'clock in the morning.
Some are at 8:30 in the morning. How come none of these county board members that are show up to these meetings don't sit there and demand like they come here and some of these people that show up here and demand? And I want to reiterate that for all those people with their cell phones, that they demand that these meetings get moved till 7 o'clock for their convenience, don't have their representatives show up to those county board meetings and demand that those meetings get moved till later at night. And those are paid positions. They're not volunteer positions. I don't see anybody showing up for those meetings. I don't see our county board members showing up for those meetings and standing up and saying, I want these meetings moved so that our constituents, our taxpayers, can show up for our meetings and give some input to those meetings that are happening at 8:30 in the morning. Luckily, I'm retired. I'll admit it, I can make those meetings during the day. But a lot of people that show up here tonight, they're complaining they can't make it at 5 o'clock. So where are all these people at? Where are all they at showing up during the day? They don't have no representation during the day. So we need to think about all these things. It's a good complaint that they have. I understand their complaints. I understand their concerns. They're all valid concerns. But where's the flip side of it? Nobody's taken into concern all the flip sides of it. So on that note, but I'm going to end on a positive concern. And I'm going to say for one thing, I want to thank everybody up here on this board up here. You guys have all fought with us for our sanitary district. You fought hard with us. And because you stuck with us to fight with us, and you fought with the county with us, finally, after months, we got our grant. It took months. They wanted to pull our grant. We know that. And there's people that wanted that money pulled. We know that. Some are sitting here. We know that. But we got it. And because of that, we're able to allow the people in our township, in our sanitary district, who are now going to be able to relinquish, is that the word for it? Maybe not the right word. They're going to benefit. We're gonna put in a $1.4 million project of water main, getting all new water mains, getting rid of the asbestos water mains for people in our sanitary district. And I wanna thank everybody up here for that. And I think everybody up here deserves a round of applause for that, because without them, we wouldn't have got that. And I think they all deserve that. Above all the rest of this nonsense that's been going on, again, I wanna thank everybody up here. And I hope that gets out on Facebook. Please, thank you.
Thank you for your comments, sir. All right, September 2019, accounts payables and receivables. Need a motion to approve the 2019 account payables and receivables.
So moved.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor, you have to do roll call. Roll call, please.
Trustee Kruzak?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Ilford?
Yes.
Trustee Fian?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
There are no line item transfers of budget appropriation. No request for funding contributions. Commissioner DeVivo, you have a report?
As I stated on the agenda, there's a public hearing October 16th at 5 p.m. at the Homer Township Highway Department. We're considering and examining the addition of Lindsay Lane into our highway system. Lindsay Lane is a subdivision that's probably 20, 30 years old. The people in that community have been paying taxes all that time, and they've been maintaining their own road. It has been a private road up until now. In my 14 years as a highway commissioner, this may be about the fifth time somebody has asked me to take over a road. Although I've looked at all the other requests, it never seemed to work out, because the main reason was we did have enough right-of-way. In order to maintain the road, we need 66 feet, and in a lot of these communities where there's a private road, there's 30, 40 feet, and you just can't maintain road right-of-way that that's a driveway. But this one was perfect for it. It was for 66 feet. When the properties were platted, it was a 66-foot right-of-way. The only issue with the road at the time was the road was not in good condition. It was in poor shape. As a matter of fact, 30 years ago, when they originally laid out the subdivision, they laid out the road and they put what they call that first or binder course down. They had done nothing else. So the road, like any developer who would create a subdivision, had to be brought up to standards before the road district would accept it. You know, they didn't think it was fair for the taxpayers to have to go in and build a road there for that development. So all of the homeowners got to get together and put their money together, and they allowed us to engineer the project to make sure it was done to our standards, and we put a new road in there at their cost. So is there anybody who would like to come up and comment on it, either for or against this accepting of the road? They're more than welcome to do that. Jerry, would you want to comment on that?
No, we simply, you know, gave public notice. A required petition was filed. We prepared the public notice, and it will proceed. I think that Commissioner Vivo is inclined to accept it, unless somebody comes up with some valid reasons why it should not be. And from what he just said, it makes sense. So we'll see what happens.
Thank you. Thank Other you. Than that, last February when we put in our a bid for salt, we used to get it in July or August, salt bid. We have yet to get our salt bid. From the state of Illinois. I'm relatively confident it gets later every year. We went out for bid with the county and about 10 other townships. I'm confident it'll happen, but as of today, we're in a salt bid. We do have probably 3/4 of a season's worth of salt in the salt dome. So that's one of the main reasons we have the salt dome. It does help us quite a bit. As soon as we get that, we report that back. We're through with most of our paving this year. The Chickasaw Hills project is done. And we're also have 163rd Street closed. We closed reportedly for 3 weeks. Hopefully we get it done sooner for a drainage project there. That's 163rd Street at Pepper Mill near Windmill Estates. And that's my report.
Thank you. Assessor Shinkowski, do you have a report?
No comment.
All right. Kupchak, do you have a report?
I do. I'm looking for approval for the September 9th, 2019 regular board meeting minutes. I need a motion.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
So we'll go ahead and call roll. Trustee Cruzek?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries. I also have executive approved closed minutes. I would like to know if you'd like them released at this time. They're for January 14th, 2019 and February 11th, 2019. I need a motion to release or restrict.
I'll make a motion to restrict both dates, January 14th and February 11th, 2019.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we'll call roll. Trustee Cruzek?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
Okay, and enclosed is your FOIA tracker report for 2019 of September.
All right.
That concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Annual audit. FY 18-19 audit has been completed. Number two, recording and publishing township board meetings. At the direction of the township board with the assistance of its IT specialist, the equipment has been purchased to provide an audio recording of the monthly township board meetings. The township clerk will operate the recorder at the meetings. After the board approves the monthly meeting minutes, the meeting, the recording, and the minutes will be posted on the township website. Number three, CDBG program, Homer Township, Lockport Heights Sanitary District, Will County. After several clarification meetings with representatives from Will County, Lockport Heights Sanitary District, and the township, it was determined by Will County that the project was authorized in its current state to be released for bidding. In spite of the delays, our objectives are to move forward to complete the project before the construction weather ends. The supervisor and clerk attended the Lockport Heights Sanitary District meeting for purposes of opening the bids on September 30th, 2019. Representatives from Will County did not attend. However, the bid openings were observed by representatives of the township, the sanitary district, their attorney, the engineer, and the various submitters and contractors. ACOM, the engineering firm, will review and assess the submitted bids to assure all standards are requirements are met. After the bids are tabulated, ACOM will recommend the lowest responsible bidder on behalf of Homer Township. Its board has authorized its supervisor to accept the lowest responsible bid on the project. The annual township employees medical insurance meeting. The highway commissioner, assessor, and supervisor are scheduling the annual meeting to discuss potential administrative adjustments required due to legislative reforms, upholding reporting obligations, and to assess various renewal options presented. Status report facilities, property management, senior housing facility. Rents and leases are current for the occupied units. One vacant unit has been refurbished and rented effective October 1st, 2019. Another unit's lease expired on September 30th and is available for restoration and new occupancy. However, the next tenant in line on the waiting list has already completed the application process and provided the required deposit to occupy the unit once the restoration is complete. We anticipate all units will be fully occupied again by November 1st. A proposal by F.H. Passion has been submitted for the window replacement repairs in response to the board's annual phased window replacement program. A motion is required to approve the proposal in the amount of $26,029.91. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second the motion. Is there any discussion? Roll call.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Only because it's senior housing, yes.
Trustee Kruzak?
Yes.
Motion carries, all yes.
Town Center Park Sports Fields. Football announcer tower. Wiss Janney Elsner Associates submitted a revised structural engineering scope of work proposal and that was approved by the board at their August 12, 2019 meeting. The full proposal entails reviewing documentation, the original construction plans, structures, alteration, inspection and maintenance records, performing various testing, identifying all sources of water infiltrations, evaluating the impact to overall building conditions, preparing reports, outlining repair recommendations, developing schematic drawings, and preparing scope of work as may be required for remediation and or bidding process. The testing portion was conducted on site August 28th and 29th of 2019. The final report of the testing results will be presented by WJE. Sandra and
George, before you move on, sure. May I interrupt here for a second?
Please, feel free.
Honestly, I was under the impression that we would have the final report by today. This is a draft. So I'm reading here what underneath this, it says a final report of the testing results will be presented by WJE. Isn't this what we have here?
It's a draft. We haven't even discussed any of it. I mean, obviously,
I honestly don't know why we're not discussing this, because this has been 2 years and I just don't understand. So Jerry, so this is something that we cannot discuss now until we get the final report?
There's no prohibition from discussing. I mean, I knew they had submitted a report, but
yeah,
it's a draft.
You can have my copy.
It's part of the thing here. It's a draft, which
yes,
means it's, you know, subject to their final review and edit, but certainly the substance of what it is saying is not going to change, so there's no reason why you can't discuss it should you choose to do so.
Well, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. Thanks for the information. I just want to say we've been working on this for 2 years, maybe a little bit more depending on what minutes you might read. Back in April, we had a nice scope of work from Passion. And then we decided we needed a whole new scope of work because there might be underlying problems in the tower. Well, I'm no structural engineer by any means, but I read this cover to cover, side to side, and what I'm taking from this draft is we need windows and we need masonry work.
At a minimum.
I have it here at a minimum. And I'm, like I said, I am no structural engineer by any means. And you know what? I'm just going to throw it out there. I'd like to make a motion and move forward with the township getting the scope of work from Passion, from what they said on April 24th, what they said we needed, such as replacing the windows plus that one in the middle hallway, taking off the siding and putting in moisture barriers and redoing the sills because they're put in backwards.
Do we have a dollar amount on that?
Not yet. What I'm asking for is the township proposal to move forward with getting the scope of work and a proposal from Passion.
I'll second that.
And this from what they said on April 24th.
I'll second the motion.
All right, what is your exact motion then?
My motion is I would like the township or the administration office to move forward with getting a proposal from Passion Construction concerning the April 24th email that was sent out saying that they said, you know, just replacing the windows will not work. Okay, so I can forward this email to you guys tomorrow. Okay, but it was dated April 24th.
So you want a motion to move forward with getting a proposal from Passion?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure I get that concerning right, because you were kind of long there. So.
Okay. I need to be long sometimes.
Okay. You want a proposal or a bid?
Huh?
It's not a bid.
We're just to move forward to get... Okay, to get a proposal from Passion. Is that okay, John?
Yeah.
Are we good?
That's fine.
Thank you.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Would you like any further discussion?
No, I'm done. Thank you very much, George and Jerry.
All right. Call the roll. Please, okay. Kathy.
Trustee Fian?
No.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Kruzak?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen, I appreciate it.
Sandra and Culver parking lots. The deadline for the request for proposals to seal coat, repair, and restripe the parking lots at these locations, as budgeted by the board, was extended. We need a motion, a motion is required approving the proposal from Mrs. B. Parking Lot Maintenance in the amount of $6,340 for all three lots, which is two at Culver and one at Sandra.
So move on the motion.
I'll second.
Second. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Okay, yep. Okay, trustee Olford?
Yes.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Kruse?
Yes.
Motion carries, all yes.
Okay, the Morris Park storage sheds. Contractor and township were informed by the Will County Building Department that the township is subject to commercial building requirements and standards in order to receive a building permit. The township was further directed that an engineer was needed to develop a certified site plan and that the county would charge approximately $2,500 for their engineer to review the plans to construct the originally approved 16 by 12 building. In an effort to curtail costs, we have investigated an option to modify the original project previously approved by the board. We have been advised that if two 12 by 10 separate sheds sited at the original location area were built instead, a building permit would not be required. If the board rescinds the original motion and accepts the new proposals, the project can be scheduled immediately and the sheds will be available for on-site delivery the first week of November.
So I'll make that motion to rescind that first.
The board's original motion for this, okay, and on a concrete pad with ramp and electric in the amount not to exceed $10,000. Okay, is there a second for that?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll, please.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
Trustee Kruse?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
All right, we need a motion is required approving a proposal from Concrete Creations Plus for the concrete pads and ramps for a total of $4,100.
I'll make that motion. I'll second. That was Trustee Kruse's motion. I'll second.
All right, any discussion? Please call roll.
Trustee Kruse?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
And a motion is required approving the purchase of the Home Depot tough sheds of two 12 by 10 sheds for $6,758, which comes out to $3,379 each.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it. Any discussion?
Hearing no discussion, I'll call the roll. Trustee Kruse?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, Township Committee reports. Events Chairman John Kruschek.
The only thing I have is October 26th. We will be at the Village participating in the Trunk and Treat festivities that the Village is hosting. And on October 29th, the committee will be at the Halloween party, or the township will be participating at the Halloween party at the library on the 29th. That will conclude my report.
All right. Open Space Planning and Operations Chairman, Tom Beaver.
We just discussed some different options as to where, which direction we're going to, what grants might be available. We haven't made any decisions. It was strictly discussion. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation Chairman, Ed Kalis.
Excuse me, I didn't catch what that was for. He said, you didn't say what you're, I didn't know what you're talking about. You're too vague. Could you please?
About the grant.
He said open space.
Yeah. You're looking for grants for what?
Open space.
To purchase more open space or maintain it or what?
We are looking for grants to build our multi-purpose building.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. That's what we wanted to know, that you're planning on building the event center or multi-purpose building.
Yes.
You will hear from the people in the town again. Just so you know. If we got to do it 15 times, we will.
You're out of order.
Yes.
All right, continuing on.
I think it's my turn, George.
Yes, Chairman Nicholas, Parks and Rec.
We can move it along a little bit. I have no report as of right now, because we have not had a meeting in a little bit. But I don't think I need an approval from the board to appoint a vacancy. And I do have an appointment to make. Mr. Tom Bell, who's in the audience tonight, he comes with outstanding qualifications. He'll serve the committee well. So it says here a motion is needed, so I'll make the motion to appoint Tom Bell to the Parks and Rec Committee, starting immediately.
I'll second it.
All right. Any discussion on the motion?
Hearing, Trustee Cruzak?
Yes.
Trustee Kalas?
Yes.
Trustee Oford?
Yes.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Senior Citizen and Special Needs Advocacy Chairman George Offord, a motion from committee to seek board approval to reach out with correspondence to the township state, federal, and local officials requesting assistance and or funding to improve accessible transportation options for township senior citizens and or those with special needs or disabilities requiring transportation to address medical issues.
So you're looking for a motion for that?
Is this?
Yes, we're going to send out letters. Yeah, is the idea asking for funds?
Right. Is this really need to be a motion, or could it just be a consensus from the board to let the committee?
It doesn't have to be a motion.
All right.
Yeah, just a consensus from the board to go ahead and proceed.
Okay.
The committee to proceed.
That'll work.
Yeah. All right. All right. So.
Tom, you're good with that too?
Yeah.
So,
the consensus is
there any further discussion?
No, sir.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All not, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
It's not a motion, it's a consensus.
Consensus. I'm sorry. The committee members are researching, surveying supermarkets within the township to assess what they offer to those with special needs to assist them physically or within store transportation to empower them or their caretakers with accessible options for shopping. Next is the liaison report. Military and Veteran Affairs Liaison, Karen Chakovsky.
Just to let everyone know, the Homer Glenn's Veterans Day, we're having it again. This will be our second year, November 10th, 12 o'clock to 3 at Kuno's Farm. Everyone is invited. And basically, any veterans that will be there, there's going to be a... if you can send in pictures of any veterans that you know of, or your family, your brothers, sisters, anyone, we're going to put them on a TV, a 50-inch TV, and that will be raffled to only veterans that day after
awesome.
The ceremony.
Awesome.
All right.
So I have some brochures, but anybody can pick up brochures, and I know they are promoting this in the paper and everything.
Very good.
So November 11th, 12 to 3
o'clock. No, November 10th.
10.
10.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12? On a Sunday.
Okay. 12 to 3?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. New business. Halloween trick-or-treat hours for the unincorporated territory of the township to be determined by the board. The previous year's approved hours were from 1 to 8 p.m. Lockport site indicates 4 to 7. Homer Glenn says 3 to 7. A motion is required setting the Halloween trick or treat hours for the unincorporated Homer Township.
I will make a motion to follow the Homer Glenn and go 3 to 7.
Very good. I'll second.
Second. Any discussion?
Sure. We can throw these kids in jail to come out early or late?
Probably not.
Okay. To Halloween.
A lot of kids aren't home from school yet. Too, so.
Yeah. Yeah. All in consensus? Do we need to do
a motion? Motion.
All right. Let's roll call, please.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
Trustee Oford?
Yes.
Trustee Kalas?
Yes.
Trustee Cruzak?
Yes.
All yes. Motion carries.
All right. Our office has been contacted by residents of the unincorporated areas of Homer Township requesting that the Township Board investigate the feasibility of negotiating a refuse removal contract on behalf of the unincorporated citizens, similar to that of which Lockport Township has recently completed.
That's interesting.
A motion is required to direct the township supervisor and or its legal counsel to research and advise the town board of the necessary steps to establish such a program and its feasibility. So.
Do you want to make a motion, Tom? I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
So a motion by Cruzick, second by Olford. Any discussion?
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Okay. Trustee Cruzick?
Yes.
Trustee Kalis?
Yes.
Trustee Olford?
Yes.
Trustee Fien?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
All right, mosquito.
People confuse things.
Park mosquito abatement update. Homer Glen notice of public hearing on September 5th to consider a special use permit for major changes to PUD and site plan approval for lot one of the Founders Crossing. Pin number 1605 11401 007 0000. You don't have to do anything there. That's just an update.
No.
Okay. Is there any request for executive session?
Nope.
No, sir.
All righty.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.
7:41.
No, we can't.
Oh, I gotta sign this.